Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to the Geeky Gay. That was odd, but I'm going to keep going with it. This is a show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today's no different. Well, you know the thing. It's part of his intro, and you got to do his intro, the thing. Otherwise, you'll get like I don't know why you don't do my intro. It's like, I spent a long time working on my intro, and I want you to do that. Why does my Adam voice more and more start to sound like Parker Posey from White Lotus? Timothy, stop it. Stop it, Timothy. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Geeky Gay. I remembered to fade down the show this time. Also, listened back to yesterday's episode. And I feel like I used the word anyway too often. So I am going to make a mental note in my head. Well, I guess that's where you would make a mental note. It's kind of, I wrote a mental note down. See, it doesn't work the same way. I make a note in my head to try to avoid saying that. Now, I don't know that I'll be able to talk because I'm thinking about what I'm saying as I'm talking it instead of just talking it. You know, talking the talk when you talk, you know what I'm saying? One of the weird things about doing a podcast is, especially this kind of podcast where you're just speaking extemporaneously, and I have an outline. Like, I had an outline for yesterday's show of what I wanted to talk about, and I just drastically underestimated how long I was going to talk. So I apologize for the 24-minute show yesterday, is what I'm trying to say. However, we do have some contact that came in through the texting system, the SMS system. I don't think I can get voicemails. Can I? I don't know if I can get voicemails or not. See, it would probably be over on the Trello. There's the Geeky Gay Trello. I see no phone calls attached there, so that means there's no phone calls there. But I do have a couple of text messages that I would like to share with you. And the first one is from Leo, and I'm not even going to read it to you because it is totally written for Adam. And it even comes with its own little caveat here of, with you taking a week off, at least I won't feel so far behind since I'll have less to catch up. So he wasn't even planning on listening to this week. So anyway, but we did get a text message from Brian in Wichita, who says, Daniel, yes, I too am experiencing problems with Geeky Gay's podcast feed from iTunes. Adam mentioned that he had changed the album art in his podcast, but hasn't shown up on the Apple platform yet. I'm still seeing the old blue backwards hat version. That might be a clue to a larger problem that I'm having. I haven't been able to follow the show in my iPhone's podcast app because it won't let me see the latest episodes, regardless if they're played or unplayed. For example, today is April 28th, and if I follow Geeky Gay, then the latest episode it shows is April 14th. If I search for Geeky Gay, I get the same results, but if I unfollow the show and then go to search for Geeky Gay, it will show the latest episode that you uploaded for April 28th. I hope you can find out what's going on. I mentioned this to Adam a few weeks ago. And he's like, I don't know what I was doing. He said he couldn't duplicate the problem. I thought I found a solution when I uninstalled and reinstalled my podcast app, but that didn't fix the problem at all. I'm on a fully updated iPhone 16 Pro Max. So it's not like I'm behind on software or hardware. Well, I mean, it's not an Android, but okay. Adam, I think there's a problem with something to do with your PodTrack insert that is causing, now, assuming that Brian in Wichita was able to get the show yesterday without any issues. Otherwise, it's an entirely different set of issues that I don't even know. It's like, but probably something that one of your AI companion friends will know how to fix if you give it enough information. Let's go over here. So I had talked about going and camping. I talked about winning the bingo there, but a thing happened during bingo that I had thought of and I wanted to talk about. It was a crowded room for bingo, and I was sitting in one of the corners at a table. And at the table next to me were some Latin folks speaking Spanish, and one of the regular campers that is a regular that I know there, like, came over to ask them a question. And it was something like, did you get the light fixed or something? Or did you find the light bulb or something like that? And the people who had been talking amongst themselves in a noisy room, like, looked at him and said, like, what? And he started yelling, like you do with foreigners. You know how, like, old people yell at foreigners when they think that people that don't understand English, and it's like, well, if I just say it louder, maybe they'll understand it. It's like, so it was one of those classic, like, I'm just going to say the exact same thing. I'm just going to say it a lot louder. And they still didn't understand. And then finally he had to mime like a light bulb and, you know, kind of like screwing in a light bulb and stuff. And I guess they figured it out, or they had just had enough and said yes and made him go away. But it's like, why do we do that? Why do we yell when people don't understand us? When it's clear that it's not the volume that's the issue, it's the language. I don't know. I have nothing. You'd think that I would have a whole bit for that, but no, I didn't. It was just a muse. I should probably just take that out. That was really boring. God, I wasted 24 minutes of your time yesterday, and then like another, 3 minutes? On that horrible, stupid story that went nowhere. The other thing that I noticed at camp is how unusable Sniffies and Grindr have become if you're not willing to fork out money for them. It is just insane the amount of pop-ups and fake spammy messages you get on both of these services. What they're doing is so not complicated, right? From a technical aspect, it's a chat program with location. That's it. Like, that, there's nothing special about Grindr technology wise, right? Think of all the myriad of chat options that we have in the world. Discord, my cat is attacking the carpet. Sorry. Discord, Google, what was it? Google Hangouts that we used to have, just text messaging groups or whatever. We have a thousand ways to chat with each other. And the only thing that makes Grindr different is that it includes with it a location tag, right? So you can chat with strangers with a location tag. So I don't understand why they have to beg for money as much as they do. But it is really, really annoying. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. I don't even know if this is a Grindr and Sniffies crowd. Like, I'm not really sure what the demographics are of the geeky gay. Like, whether you guys are into Sniffies and Grindr. So far, Scruff isn't that bad, but Scruff is starting to get pretty bad too. So, again, I had nowhere to go with that. What is going on with me? I'll tell you what it is. I'm recording this on Monday, and today was just a crap day. You get what I'm saying? Today was one of those days where my boss was out all last week, and so today, everyone waited until today to, you know, for everything to be an emergency. So it was just constant this morning, just constantly getting asked for this, that. And it was very, very discombobulating. When your job is to write code and you accomplish that by, you know, focusing and not being interrupted, and then you're interrupted every 5 minutes, it's a pain in the ass. Just thought I'd let you know that. I'm going to cut my losses right there. For our AI segment today, let me see. I'm going to go back over here because, you know, I came up with 5 different fun things you could do. I hope some of you tried out the meal plan generator yesterday. Maybe not. Today I have a new one for you, and this one comes with a little extra zhuzh, a little extra sprinkling of fabulousness on it. I'm going to talk about a extension for Chrome. Now, you don't have to use the extension for Chrome. The extension for Chrome just makes it a lot nicer. But one thing that AI, these LLMs are very, very good at is summarizing very long tomes of text. It's just insanely good at pulling out main points and breaking it down. So there is an extension that I like. It's called TLDR. You can find it at tldr-chrome-extension.com, or you can go to the Google store and look for TLDR. It would be the one with that's red and has a lightning bolt in it. Make sure you get the right one. It would be the one that has like millions of installs, not the one that has like five installs. But you pop that into your Chrome as an extension, and then anytime that you're on a news site or on some other site that has just a ton of text on it, let's say like something for business or some government website that you're on and you're trying to scan through their page to figure out where the hell you're supposed to do something at, you can just click on the little TLDR blue button and it will summarize the page for you right inside of Chrome. Like, you don't have to copy and paste. You don't have to. Now, that would be obviously the way you would do it if you don't have this extension, is you would just take the URL of the article or the page that you're trying to read and you just slap it in the ChatGPT and say, hey, summarize this. But I'll give you an example. I'm on the New York Times Magazine and there's this article. They stole $250 million in crypto and got caught within a month. And if you scroll down, it is available in audio form. It's a 40-minute audio. But it's, you know, it's a full New York Magazine article here, which, you know, goes on for quite a bit. However, clicking on the TLDR thing breaks it down into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Into 7 little bullet points, 7 little paragraphs of exactly what this is. A group of young men, including this person, allegedly stole $243 million in Bitcoin from a DC resident through sophisticated social engineering tactics. The theft led to kidnapping of another person whose name I can't pronounce. The police believing the crime was motivated by ransom demands for the stolen funds. Yeah, so it's basically, it's going to give me the highlights of the story without me having to read through 40 minutes of text. And that is something that I do a lot, because a lot of times it's not immediately apparent what the direction of the article is going to be. So I like to use the summary to kind of give me an idea of where I'm going to go in this article so I can decide whether I want to invest the 39 minutes to read it or not. Another nice thing about doing it in ChatGPT, wait, again, I said another, and I never gave you a first one. But you can also ask questions. Once it summarized the article, you can ask questions. Like, if I really wanted to, I could say, wait, what are these? Give me an example of some of the social engineering tactics they used, right? Those kind of things that you can chat back and forth with a news article, which is kind of cool, right? It's like someone's giving you a news story and you get to interact with that news story and ask questions and go, wow, well, how does that work? So there you go. That is the thing for you to try today. Go to chatgpt.com, plug in a URL for an article and ask for it to summarize. Or if you're brave, grab the TLDR extension for Chrome, and you have it there all the time for it to summarize things for you. By the way, it will also summarize YouTube videos. So if you are watch YouTube videos and you want to have an idea of what they're going to talk about for an hour on that video, you can have the TLDR summarize that for you. Like, all free. And something that is quite useful. All right. I think that is enough. I apologize. I don't know where I was today. I kind of feel like I was off my game. I could do that Kathy Bacon thing where I just throw this away and record again, but I'm not going to do it because this ain't my show. Ain't my show? This ain't my show. This is Adam's show. Hey, but if you want to contact me for the rest of the week, you can do so by calling 479-221-9393. You can either call with your amazing voice or you can text me at that number. And we'll figure it out. And I'm curious to know if anyone else other than Brian and Wichita is having problems downloading the Geeky Gay. Let's get to the bottom of this and solve it so that when Adam comes back, he has a little gift. It's like, here you go, Adam. It's got at Disney, when you keep your pet at the little pet area there, you can pay to have them teach your dog like a trick while you're out at the park doing something. And then when you come to pick them up, they'll teach you how to get the dog to do the trick. So kind of like that. Basically, we're going to teach Adam a new trick. Hey, that sounds like fun. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.